This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Amazon announced today it's looking to hire another 100,000 people to work this holiday season. If you have lost track, me too, that's on top of about 200,000 other workers Amazon planned to bring on earlier this year to help with all the online shopping that we are all doing. The pandemic has changed the way we shop. We've done that story. It has changed what we shop for. Done that story, too. And it's changing the way businesses are hiring, or in some cases not hiring, for the holidays this year. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that story.
Luke Walker is a seasoned seasonal retail worker. He's been on the floor at a St. Louis Dick's Sporting Goods, helping to herd deal-crazed customers on Black Friday's past.
People were a little testy, trying to, you know, make sure they get the good deals.
But this year, he's avoiding the crowds with a night job in a big box store.
Basically, I'm just an order picker, so I'll go around the store, find the items that they've ordered, and then package them.
Going from the sales floor to the stock room, that's emblematic of changes in the pandemic holiday economy, says Daniel Zhao, an economist with jobsite Glassdoor.
Christmas isn't canceled, but the holiday season is going to look very different for retailers and workers alike.
He found hiring for seasonal and retail jobs is down 8% overall. But Anne Elizabeth Conkle, an economist with jobsite Indeed, says hiring in some parts of retail is stronger than ever.
One that is doing particularly well is loading and stocking. And that can mean warehousing jobs. That can also mean back of store, stocking shelves in stores.
Those jobs tripled compared to past years, and there are now more warehouse jobs in the U.S. than before the pandemic. That's pushed up wages despite high unemployment, says Andy Challenger of staffing firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas.
There's a lot of people that have left the labor market for fear of catching the COVID-19 virus.
Many parents have also dropped out to care for kids at home. Those factors are also driving a spike in seasonal work-from-home jobs, says Sarah Sutton with Flex Jobs.
We're seeing a lot of activity around customer service, of course, because of the increase in online ordering.
The Gap and Williams-Sonoma have made a big push for remote roles. They'll still have to handle deal-crazed customers, but not the endless loop of in-store holiday music. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.